A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. The Lord spoke to Ahaz, saying, "Ask for a sign from the Lord your God. Let it be deep as the netherworld and high as the sky." But Ahaz answered, "I will not ask. I will not tempt the Lord." Then Isaiah said, "Listen, O house of David. It is not enough for you to weary people. Must you also weary my God? Therefore, the Lord himself will give you this sign. The virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall name him Emmanuel." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Beginner of the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. Paul, a slave of Christ Jesus, called to be an apostle and set apart for the gospel of God, which he promised previously through his prophets in the Holy Scriptures, the gospel of his Son, descended from David according to the flesh, but established as Son of God in power, according to the Spirit of holiness, through resurrection from the dead. Jesus Christ, our Lord. Through him, we have received the grace of apostleship to bring about the obedience of faith. For the sake of his name, among all the Gentiles, among whom are you also, who are called to belong to Jesus Christ. To all the beloved of God in Rome, called to be holy, grace to you, and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
This is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. When his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found with child through the Holy Spirit. Joseph, her husband, since he was a righteous man, yet unwilling to expose her to shame, decided to divorce her quietly. Such was his intention when, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary, your wife, into your home, for it is through the Holy Spirit that this child has been conceived in her. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet, "Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel," which means God is with us. When Joseph awoke, he did as the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took his wife into his home. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
You know, there's this incredible story of courage that takes place every Christmas, a story that we often miss because of our focus on a young mother and her newborn son. But there was someone else in this story that we infrequently talk about, a person who humbly stood in the shadows, watching and protecting and exhibiting great courage through it all. His name was Joseph. He seems to be the forgotten player in the first Noel, and neglecting him is fairly understandable. There is very little said about him in the Gospels. Only Matthew, in today's Gospel, gives him any real notice. Luke mentions him in passing, and Mark, not at all. And John says, "Jesus of Nazareth, son of Joseph," and that's it. Yet here was a man who experienced a personal message from God, who stood over the manger where Jesus lay, who saved Jesus from Herod's henchmen, who provided safety and protection for the mother and child, and dedicated his life to his family and his God. And so, in the midst of the story of the miraculous birth of Jesus, we find a very ordinary man. I know that many of us don't view biblical characters as ordinary, and sometimes we give them superhuman powers. But you know what? That's not the case here. Joseph is someone just like you and me, trying to live as best as we can with what we've been given. He was a simple man with fears, doubts, worries, yet God was able to use him. In fact, when I think about Joseph in the Christmas story, it reinforces for me once again how God uses ordinary people to do extraordinary things. Joseph was an ordinary man, but he was a man that God could trust to be strong in the midst of crisis. He was strong and reliant enough to protect his family. Matthew says it this way: he was a righteous man. In other words, he was a man of honor. And since he was an honorable man, he was unwilling to expose Mary to the shame that most certainly would have been brought about if he publicly denounced her as being with child before marriage. We can only imagine how Joseph must have felt when he found out that Mary was pregnant. Yet this love for God and for Mary compelled him to seek a way to protect her instead of shaming her. Joseph faced down his emotions and courageously chose to protect Mary. But then he had a dream. And when he awoke, he remembered what the angel said. Lay down your fears for a while, Joseph. Trust your dreams. Trust God's people, their hope, their voices. Trust the angel. You know, if Saint Joseph, whose statue is so prominent in our Catholic sanctuaries, could speak to us from his corner of the church, he'd probably say something like this. Listen for God in the ambiguous and in the struggles of life. Don't turn and run. Take courage. Be brave. For what better time is there for dreaming than uncertain times? What better time to listen for another voice when no other voice makes sense? Take heart. You're not alone. God gives us courage to face our own doubts and fears, and he gives us the courage to face the future. And in the case of Joseph, he was given a vision, a dream to help reinforce his faith. He knew that his neighbors would criticize him and that the rumors would be flying about, but he also knew that God had spoken to him in a very special way. Does God always give a vision to people? No. But sometimes he does. Sometimes God will give you a vision of what he would like to see happen. He may speak to you in a dream. Very often he will whisper to you in the silence of your heart during prayer. Sometimes he'll lead you to a verse in the Bible and show you how that verse applies to your own situation. Sometimes he'll speak to you through the words and actions of others. He doesn't do this all the time, but sometimes he does. But you know what he will always do? He will always be there. He will always listen, and he will always have your best interest at heart. All things work together for good to those who love him. He will never, never leave you or abandon you. He will always be there for you. That is God's promise. And that's the message of Saint Joseph as well. Let's pray. Hail Joseph, full of faith, the Lord is with you. You were aware of the voice stirring so deeply within, so deep it can only be holy, so deep it can only be God. Your life and your choices were your answer to God, your life and your choices. Hail Joseph, full of courage, the Lord is with you. You stood sturdy, living with your doubts, not running from them. And you did not abandon the one you were promised to. You said yes when you could have said no. Yes to compassion and care, and yes to being an honorable man. Hail Joseph, full of God's grace, the Lord is with you. Pray for us who lack the courage to face our daily struggles and pain. Pray for us who need a vision and direction in our lives. Pray for us who need courage to face the future. Hail Joseph, full of faith, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among men. Amen.